Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. It is time for another one of our subscriber weekly previews here on The Blue Room, the show, or the segments of the show you're going to hear coming up when it's out over on Patreon on Blue Room Extra, patreon.com/TheBlueRoomExtra. It's subscribers weekly. I was joined by Alan Healy, who is the editor of Football España, and Les Roberts as well. We spoke about a variety of things, including Carlo Ancelotti and Real Madrid's win at the weekend over Liverpool, Nottingham Forest's promotion to the Premier League, and of course the big topic of the week for Evertonians, and that is the future of Richarlison. Luckily, we had Alan on hand to go through the quotes and translate them properly and give us a bit more of a sense of the tone in which he was speaking in that press conference for Brazil. So here's a segment from that conversation. If you want to hear it in full, it's patreon.com/TheBlueRoomExtra. We will, of course, be carrying on with all our content over the summer, including transfer coverage and hopefully looking ahead to another exciting season for Everton, albeit in a much more different way. So if you want to join us, it's worked out about £1 a month. Loads of Everton coverage throughout the summer. It's patreon.com/TheBlueRoomExtra. The link to sign up and listen to the show in full is in the description. Hopefully we will see you there.
Yeah, well, I saw the quotes come out, obviously, like everybody else. And then I tried to find the original video. And I found the Globo article. I actually know the journalist who wrote it. And I was kind of, I would trust what he wrote, you know. And then I found the video after everyone else found the video when it came out and watched it. And I think the tone of what he said was lost in the translation, because if you watch it again, you can see the interviewer kind of pressing him. So are you saying you're going to stay? It sounds like you're going to stay. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that he really does want to stay, because like we've all been saying it, especially this season, the way he's behaved has been absolutely incredible. And I think that he'll always be the one associated with getting us out of this mess, basically. I mean, 6 goals in his last 9 games. It was just phenomenal. You know, posting after the Burnley game saying, I promise I'll get you out of this. Just the way he conducted himself, you know, the shithousey with Liverpool, it's just been absolutely brilliant for the whole final few months. You know, he's been the shining light of all this misery, really, you know. And I think he genuinely does mean it too. I think that he's not just saying it. But I think as well, if you look at the quotes exactly, he says, when I talk about leaving a club, I find it difficult. He doesn't say, when I talk about leaving Everton, I find it difficult. And he's been posting in recent days about Fluminense, which is the Rio de Janeiro club that he left, which was his kind of main club in Brazil. Not Watford, because I think that kind of went sour towards the end in the way it was handled and that kind of stuff and the way the Watford fans reacted to it. But I think he means he doesn't like leaving a club when he has a connection with that club and with that fan base, because I think that's his character. I think he forges those connections, if that makes sense. But I think, to be honest with you, it's almost inevitable. Do you know, I really do think it's inevitable, because my reading of that is being that basically he's said to Frank Lampard, can you please sign these players? Can you bring in these guys? Can you give me this contract? Can you make these strides to prove that next season we could push for a Europa League place or something of that manner? And if you can't, I want to leave, basically. And I think that's completely fair. I mean, I was watching the training session today because Brazil and South Korea at the moment, and I do some stuff from the Brazilian national team. And there was a move where Neymar played the ball down to Lucas Paqueta. Paqueta backheeled into Richarlison's path. Richarlison scored. Do you know what I mean? Like this is the caliber he's playing, a player he's dealing with. Champions League footballers. Rafinha came into the squad quite recently. He's unheard of in Brazil. He's, you know, most likely going to go to Barcelona this summer. Richarlison wants to keep his place in the national team. Vinicius Jr. was never an element there. Now he's one of the best left wingers in the world. He wants to play for Brazil. That's his priority. As much as he loves Everton, Brazil is his priority. So I think that he wants to take that next step. Do you know what I mean? And I think that he's well placed to do that. I think Madrid are interested in him. I think it would make sense for him to go there. I think PSG are an option for him as well, depending on how the market moves this summer. And I think if a Champions League caliber club comes in for him, it only makes sense for him to go, because let's be honest, we're not going to be challenging for Champions League football for the next 5 years. And by that time, he'd be almost 30. So I don't see how it would make sense for him to stay, to be honest with you. As heartbreaking as it would be.
It's just fascinating that you, from what you've said there, that from what you watched in the video and the tone and you know the very specific aspects of the translation that you took, that it comes across that he wants to stay. Because when you see those words written down on paper, it doesn't, you know, I took that it sounds like he said he wants to leave, but it's encouraging that you sort of thought that way.
Yeah, I think he wants to stay, but I think he knows he has to leave. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think he'd love to be the guy to pull Everton into the Champions League. He said it before. I genuinely think he would, but I think he realizes that for his career, he needs to leave. And I think that, you know, top level football is a ruthless business. These things have to be done, basically. But I think he will do it with a heavy heart, and he'll always be watching Everton games and stuff like that. I think if to be honest with you, South American players, they get very attached to their South American clubs. I mean, we always see it with, you know, Argentinians and Uruguayans, like Fede Valverde, for instance, is always watching Peñarol games, wearing the shirt at home in Madrid. But he's in Madrid. So while his club may be Peñarol, or, you know, it's Boca Juniors, or it's Fluminense, or it's Flamengo, these players, especially Brazilians and Argentinians and Uruguayans, they take career moves for their own careers. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe it's a business decision, maybe it's a calculated decision. So maybe he'll always be an Evertonian, I'm sure he will. He'll always be welcome in Goodison Park. But I think he might have to make a decision for his own career. I think looking at it in the cold light of day, from a detached perspective, you can understand why.
Yeah, I think in some respects, Les, you know, what he said is irrelevant, isn't it? Because if you're a team that finishes 16th in the Premier League and you take 39 points, if you've got Brazil starting centre-forward on your hands, someone's going to look to try and take him off you. And I think everybody would accept that if he did leave, then he would go with the best wishes of everyone. He's done as much as possible for this football club in terms of on and off the pitch. But you know, if it got to the sort of all of us bathing in the relief of staying up over the past couple of weeks, seeing him in front of the camera yesterday talking about potentially leaving the football club, it was one of those moments where you just sort of go, you know, as much as we've avoided relegation, we've potentially got a bit of a reckoning coming on the horizon.
Yeah, I think, as Alan said, if you look at it objectively, he's, what, 25 now? And he'll be going into his fifth season at Everton, and we've done nothing in that time, really. Not through any fault of his particularly, but the team just, you know, everything we've been through in the last 5 years, it's just contrived to where we got to at the end of last season. So looking at it objectively, you can see exactly why he'd want to go and why he needs to go. I think the thing that's about, and just on that as well, I think if he does go this summer, he's left a good legacy there, because he I think him and Pickford were not single-handedly, but, you know, were two key factors in our survival. So that's a pretty good legacy for him, all in. And, you know, he can feel proud of that. He's left the club, having, you know, helped us out in that regard. The thing that surprised me most is that there's not a real clamour from any one particular club or a number of clubs outside of Everton. I really seem to appreciate how good a player he is. So I've seen some things on Twitter from West Ham fans, weirdly, sort of saying, yeah, we might be in for him. And then people saying, oh, no, I don't like his work rate, or I don't like his attitude. And it's so, so strange the way people view him from outside of the Everton bubble, because his work rate just cannot be faulted. you know, he marries that work rate with really good skill, some vital goals. Okay, he did miss some chances, and he has missed some chances, some big chances, but he scored a lot of very good goals that other players just wouldn't score. He puts himself on the line every game. He wants to play when he's injured. He's not one of these players who he'll have a slight knock and he'll be like, I'm not playing this week. He'll play through it for Everton and for Brazil. He just wants to play football. And I imagine that sort of character in the dressing room must be infectious. I don't see how people have such a negative view, other than the fact that I guess he is one of those players that if he's not playing for you, he's a right pain in the arse. And I think that's it. But then that's the sort of player you want on your team, which is, I just don't get why there's not been more attention or more clubs linked with making a move for him. That's the thing I find strange about it. It will break my heart when he goes, I'm too old for this, by the way, because I'll be heartbroken by a 20-odd-year-old footballer. But as Alan was saying, the connection he's built up with the club and he's connected with the fans, and it will be heartbreaking to see him go. But I don't think there's a single Evertonian who won't wish him well, provided, you know, I'd sooner he goes to a Spanish club or something, put it that way. I'd hate to see him playing for any other Premier League club.
And the one positive, I think, is the World Cup is in November. That's the one positive, because a lot of players, I think, will not want to jeopardize their starting place over the summer by making a move now, whereas they'd rather have continuity and, you know, keep a positive momentum going into the tournament, as opposed to going to Madrid and then sitting in the bench for 2 months trying to break into the starting lineup. Then the World Cup comes around, your starting place is under question. You know, Richarlison has enough credit in the bank with Tite now, and Tite is a loyal man too. He knows his player as well. Neymar fully supports Richarlison, who's an important voice in the dressing room, obviously. So I think his place isn't under question. It would only be under question in the World Cup coming if he was to go to a club and sit in the bench for 2 months and then go to the World Cup. But I think long term, it's something he'll have to do. I think long-term, post-2022 World Cup, he'll need to move. Or if everything don't progress, but I think for now, that could be our saving grace. The World Cup is in mid-season. If that makes sense.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze Fruit on the Go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.